Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
いつだって今だって僕らはちゃんと身を結んで今だって飛び立って
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to a special Boston Bastard Brigade presentation of Boruto, the Naruto movie. And I'm always happy to have these guys on my show, Andrew and Jonathan Fleming from Wicked Anime.
What's Hello. Up, dude?
So we just got out of seeing what could possibly be the last Naruto movie ever made.
The last Naruto anything.
Yeah, the last anything Naruto. I mean, granted, it'll probably be like video games and such still, yeah. But the last ever Naruto film, Boruto, which focuses mainly on his son, whom he has given life to with the help of Hinata.
And they ended on probably the best note possible. It was easily the best thing that Naruto has ever, like anything Naruto ever released, ever has, and will be released, this is the best. Absolutely.
I agree. Like, I was joking about this. Like, if you look up the definition of perfect right now in the Webster Dictionary, you will see a movie poster of Boruto right then and there.
It was, the action was great. The story itself was great. The whole thing was completely balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really well paced. Like, the pacing of it wasn't choppy. Like, Naruto, a lot of the movies have a lot of big issues with, overrunning it with fighting and action scenes, not paying close attention to the story that they're trying to go for. But because this one was canon to the actual story itself, it wasn't just a run-of-the-mill movie that they were running so that they could make more money off of it. It was an actual story-based, like, that actually pushed the story forward and kind of solved it.
Right, because with this film, it basically brings out the next generation of the people of the Hidden Leaf Village, but it does so in a way where it doesn't feel forced.
Yep, yeah. Fan service was given out perfectly. In perfect doses, there was...
It wasn't in your face.
Yeah. Right, it wasn't, flowing. Like, for example, if you ever watch, like an Inuyasha movie, like, they do all the fan service-y stuff right there and there, and it's like, blah, 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 right yeah. there.
The Bleach movies did it.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, it kind of did it for
Fairy Tail movie did it.
Yeah, the other Naruto movies did it, too.
Yeah, but, so maybe this is their way of saying, all right, we've fan serviced ourselves out, let's actually focus on making a good film this time around. And it paid off.
Oh, it so did. Yeah, I'm just so hyped about it. I've never felt so good walking away from
because this one has no manga basis behind it. It's all this. The animation is the animation. You know, there were mangas beforehand, but they have nothing to do with the movie. They were just about Sarada, and they had a one-shot one about all that kind of stuff. And then, but this one is the only one that really pushed the story forward with only being an animation. And Misashi Kishimoto was on it as like the director or the producer.
He was the screenwriter.
Right, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he had his hands on it the whole time so that it was his project, not just some studio's project that wanted to make Naruto money.
Correct. So my question for you guys is, like, for someone that is new to Naruto or anything, and if they were found themselves being dragged to this, would they be confused at all by anything?
Yeah,
not terribly.
No, they won't be terribly confused.
If you have a basic knowledge of what Naruto is.
You do need a basic knowledge of Naruto, because there are some things you're like, well, where did did that come from? Why does that happen? Where is this character? Why is this character like that?
Why is this fangirl screaming about them?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the fangirl awes in the theater were enough to...
I didn't really mind it, though.
Just pierce your skull. My skull. I think half the time I had to go to the bathroom really bad, so I was just like, stop it. Like,
seriously?
Yeah, so I was driving me nuts.
You're hurting my manhood, women.
No, but I mean, even the parts where, you know, they did say, like, oh, you know, it was actually kind of justified.
Yeah.
It wasn't just fangirl squealing for the fact that it was for fangirl.
Some of it was.
But it's like you don't often go to a normal movie. You don't go see, like, a romantic comedy.
And
you don't hear, even the girls go, oh. But when you go to an anime movie, like, the girls go gaga over any hint of romance.
Yeah.
It's true.
But I have to be honest that I tended to agree with them. I don't justify awing like that typically in theaters,
yes.
But I had to agree with them that whenever they did it, it was like, you know, it's kind of appropriate. I can feel the feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It was a really nice, it was just a really nice story, really well laid out.
Yeah. For those who don't know, it's... I don't know how much story we need to give away. Or
basically, Boruto is about to go through his tuning exams, and he's having a little bit of trouble, so yeah. He gets, you know, some assistance from science.
Yeah, but also, the main focus, too, is the fact that, you know, Boruto doesn't respect the fact that Naruto, his father, is the Hokage. He doesn't understand what that means.
Right, because...
He's a millennial.
Right. Basically, it's that situation where, because Naruto is now the Hokage, he's got all these different tasks that he has to do, which keeps him away from actually having a family.
Yeah.
And I don't believe they've ever touched upon that in... Naruto. They always said, alright, you're the Hokage, I guess that's all you need to know.
Yeah, go do things.
Well, but, because none of the other Hokages ever had a family. So except for the fourth Hokage, which is Naruto's dad and Boruto's grandfather. But
they never met.
Never met because he was dead.
They were both dead.
Yeah, so it was a really interesting balance of this is the first Hokage to have a full functioning working family while being a Hokage.
Exactly.
So that was really interesting.
And, you know, you can actually see, I don't think Boruto was frustrated over him not being noticed by Naruto. I think it was more the little sister.
Yeah, that's so true.
I feel like because she's still so young and she hasn't had a chance to bond with Naruto, that's why he's more frustrated.
I know, his sister, Himawari, was so cute. Everybody knew it, too. Like, you know, all the fans were just like, wow, his little sister is adorable.
Yeah. And yeah, just the fact that, you know, Naruto's not around and it's affecting his family and it really bothered Boruto. And everything that Boruto was mad about, he was completely justified. But they also gave you the effect that he was still just a kid who didn't understand life to its fullest completely yet. Therefore, that's where his mistakes...
Right, because you would see Naruto in the Hokage office building, and it'd just be papers on top of more papers that he the tasks that he has to do because nobody else can. It's not like he has Does he have like a what would they have like an equivalent of the Congress, or is that all the other Kages?
Every village has a Kage, so
kind of like a senator.
Yeah. Yes. So he and then they all meet in neutral grounds. But it's really interesting too because in comparison to the series, all these Kages work really well together, and they show that especially. Kind of spoiler, kind of not really in the final fight scene when the only people going to fight the final boss man is all the Kages, and they can't use any chakra. Maybe you should edit that out. That's kind of spoilery. But anyway...
Well, you kind of get that knowledge that this villain is taking their chakra anyway, so...
But they work so well together, which is not something that's happened in the past with the other Kages working together. That's something that's brand new to this series.
It's because everybody knows each other from growing up with the whole blood, sweat, and tears aspect of it.
Well, like, and they all went through the war and all that
they,
stuff.
So they literally would beat the shit out of each other. And it's like they've reached a point of understanding and respect for one another where they can be like,
we can now see eye to eye and never have an issue.
Yeah, it was, this movie was very, very good, and I'm not really sure if there's anything else you can really say about it other than if you're a Naruto fan, it's perfect.
And even if you're, even if you only have a general, like me, I only have a general understanding of Naruto. I've seen some of the movies out of order, and I know some of who the characters are, the lore, and this was just the best freaking thing I've ever seen. Like I have probably the least...
And I'm in the same boat as you, because I only used to... I used to watch Naruto back in old school Toonami.
Yeah.
Not like the new school where it's on at midnight. I'm talking about Toonami back when it was actually part of Cartoon Network.
Yeah, when we watched Naruto with our cousin, and the episode where Neji and Hinata fought each other in the Chunin exams, that was a new episode. That was the premiere of that episode on Toonami. The first time ever it showed. That was a, think about that. That was a new episode of Naruto.
That's a long time ago.
Very long time ago. Because I saw my issue of Anime Insider from 2003. I bought it because there was a big interview with the Pillows in there. And they were talking about Naruto and how it was just about to premiere on Toonami and how it was going to be one of the biggest things in America.
Wow.
Which is not... untrue. That is very true.
It was absolutely true. And when it leaves off at this point on such a high note, to do anything else would almost be like...
It would hurt it.
Yeah.
I felt bad that you could definitely tell that they didn't get all the voice actors back, because Temari and Ino were in it, but they never spoke.
They didn't say a single word.
Like And the thing is, too, they did things, like, they were active characters in it, but they never had any speaking lines. Which sucks, because Ino's my favorite character.
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least she was there, but, you know, like you said, it could have been a situation where they wanted to have the voice actors there, but because, if you've ever watched the show, Seiyu's Life, which is basically taking, like, a voice actor or voice actor.
I have wanted to see that.
And you see how this one of the characters just jumps from one role to another role to another role to another role. Probably didn't have time to really sit down and actually record.
This is Naruto, though.
Yeah, it is Naruto, and they probably would have been paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but I think that the other thing is, too, if they just showed the characters, didn't have them speak or anything like that, it means that there was already closure with those characters. There's nothing more that you needed to know about them. And
absolutely.
And I think that's just it now. Like, most of these female ninjas, they're housewives now, you know?
Which is, you know, you hear that, folks, but it's not like sad like they're just staying home and taking care of their kids.
No,
they're actually still kicking ass.
Well, because you can see all their children in this, you know, Ino and Sai's son, Choji and what's her name, Kurama or Kurt. I forget. She's the Hidden Cloud Village ninja. Their daughter. And then it was just so great. But that's also, I'm still working my way through the Naruto manga. I only have about, believe it or not, I only have about 12 volumes to go.
Really?
Because
volume 72 just came out?
Yeah, on October 6th, volume 72 was just released. And that's really what I'm working to. I really want to get to volume 72 because that's where the epilogue is. And that's all I want to read. I went through all of Naruto just so I could read the epilogue chapter in order.
Very interesting. I mean, yeah, like, what else can we say about this movie other than the fact that this is how you end a franchise? This is how you end something so iconic.
Which is so... It's kind of weird to say because it almost starts another story. But so it ended the story by starting another story. And then you're just kind of like, that's it. Yeah. See you later, folks.
So much fan fiction.
There will be so much fan fiction.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to spoil anything, but definitely stay after the credits as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, the credit sequences alone, like, I was, you go through that and you're just like, I want all that art. Like, because it shows, like, all the families.
Yeah, and like I said, who knows, they could be releasing a special book for it, and, you know, Anime Boston's about 6 months away, they could have it there.
Who knows? Amazon hasn't prompted me to buy anything yet, so.
Or J-List.
Yeah, or J-List, so.
But yeah, because how often do you get a closure this good from anything? Like, think of, like, all the TV shows that we've watched as kids that have gone on for years, only to have an ending that's kind of...
Meh. Oh, we got canceled ending?
Oh, yeah. We got canceled, or we ran out of ideas sort of ending.
Yeah, yeah. None, especially when you think of anime, too. You know, like, especially...
Yeah, they have such a tough time. The only other one that haven't even started, but I have faith we'll have a good ending as One Piece. So
someday,
yes,
maybe one of these days.
So we'll see. Well, because Ito said that he did have the ending to One Piece.
Yeah, I think he's got like one or two more arcs to get to. Yep. And who else is ending soon? I know Attack on Titan's ending soon.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think that he's in the final arc of that.
No kidding. Then I'm going to have to start reading.
I think that's all that's ending right at this moment. But it's just interesting to see because with Naruto, it has its highs, it's had its lows. But when
had
you think,
a lot of filler.
Had a lot of filler. Yes, thank you very
some
much.
Some filler is very good though.
Yeah, some of it was
some
good.
Some of the Naruto filler is very good.
But when you see Naruto end in such a way that it does,
almost brings a tear to your eye.
It does.
It did bring a tear to the eye.
It's almost unfathomable. It's like you did the least likely thing.
Yeah.
You actually gave an amazing ending that had just enough closure to be like, you know what? I'm done. This is good the way it is.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed now. Yeah.
So, yes, our listeners, I don't know. Are there still going to be screenings of Boruto across the country?
Not that I'm aware of.
If you can find one, see it.
See it. But then, if you can't, definitely...
Steal it.
No, not steal it. Wait for Viz Media to release it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Because imagine how gorgeous it'll be when you're watching it on your TV.
Oh, I want it for my collection, for sure.
I don't own any Naruto DVDs at all, and this one is going into my collection.
Guaranteed,
absolutely.
So let's say on a media level, let's give it a percentage score. What would you give it? Let's say in the scale, maybe not in the scale of anime, but in the scale of Naruto content.
This was 100%.
100%. I agree. I would give it a full 100% score.
Nice.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. And even just a movie in general.
Yeah.
I would still give it 100%.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single thing about this movie where I would be like, you know what? They could have done better.
Yeah.
No. Nothing.
They could have done a lot better, which includes all the other characters, but... That's a very long movie we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about another long movie.
Although, to be fair, you know, Naruto kind of earns a very long movie. They could have gotten, a 3-hour epic of sorts.
Let's do a 4-hour movie.
Yeah, 4-hour. Yeah, we're going to do the Gettysburg of Naruto.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But, yes, listeners, please do check out Boruto, the Naruto movie, if it comes to a city near you. And if not... But look, just buy it. Yeah. Just buy it.
It'll be out in 2016. It's fine.
Worth it. It's worth every penny. All right, guys, thank you again for being on this special, and please do tell the listeners where to check out Wicked Anime.
All right, if you guys want to join us on our conversation or you just want to say hi, email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we post news articles and stories and fun things from around the internet. You can also talk to us there. And you can find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find our podcast show if you're not already a listener over there, as well as our SoundCloud/wickedanime and iTunes Wicked Anime. You can also find our videos at nerdyshow.com, but our videos also pop up on youtube.com. Our main hub of Wicked Anime is at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. Finally, you can find us on things like Tumblr, where we tumble things from around the internet, and you can tweet us at @YoWickedAnime on Twitter. And finally, we have Wicked Anaplay, which isn't up and running quite yet, but soon enough we will have Wicked Anaplay going whenever we want to play some fun video games with you guys.
And yes, for our listeners, of course, go to b3crew.com for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade. We just started up a brand new, hopefully brand new, video series called 3-2-1 Let's Jam. It's a special sort of Let's Play, and we just had the first episode where I played Star Wars Battlefront Beta, which is really awesome. And if you're listening to this on Tuesday and hadn't played it, you missed out on it.
Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Also, for if you have any questions, you got comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on our No Borders, No Race podcast, which will be back on our regular schedule next week, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_ underscore duck. Like us on Facebook.com/LandofEsh and Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade.
You don't do that very often.
I do not stutter that often, folks. And also, don't forget about all the other sites under Land of Ash, including the Electric Sisterhood, Issues Program, Structure Network, and Geek Aggro. And for our listeners, again, Boruto, the Naruto movie, it's everything you would want in a Naruto movie.
Yeah, and can we make a quick shout-out to the Brattle Theater?
Yes!
Harvard Square that showed it for us, which was, like, they are the great one of the greatest indie theaters of all time.
Absolutely. You know, Brattle Theater is where I've saw the Madoka movies. It's where I saw Only Yesterday. It's where I saw The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Oh. It is just an amazing theater to go to. And you know what? Maybe I want to say this right here and now, too. There's another theater that should still be open. And that is the Harvard Square Theater. That is right nearby the Brattle Theater.
Hey, it's for rent.
It is for rent. So, Brattle Theater, do yourselves a favor. Buy that building and have another movie theater.
You need some employees?
Or we could actually, we could work there and as hosts.
That's what I'm asking.
It'll be the Brattle Theater 2.
Electric Boogaloo. All right, so listeners, until next time, this is your King Baby Duck.
Andrew from Wicked Anime.
Jonathan from Wicked Anime.
Reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be from a bastard.
But it sure helps.
I can't believe I'm stuck
or something like that.
Wow. I'm tired, baby.
Okay, bye.